following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
What does green sound like? You're getting warm. Warmer. Ah, that's it. It's time for Bridgestone's Rethink Green promotion. Now through April 30th, when you purchase a set of Ecopia or any of our other most fuel-efficient tires, including the all-new Dual or Alenza Plus, you'll receive a $70 Bridgestone Visa prepaid card by mail. Cheers to fewer trips to the gas pump. Bridgestone. Your journey, our passion. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Expiration applies. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, we'll underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one.
Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to a good Friday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Getting you into this Easter holiday weekend. If you're back in the Tri-Cities, been away for a while, we welcome you back. If you're heading out, have a safe trip, and we'll see you early next week. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you here for the next hour, talking local, state, national sports. We're going to be chatting with Nate Klaus of Husker Online. Nebraska's up to 10 commits for the 2015 football class, ranked 8th by Rivals.com, which is the best at this point under Bo Pelini. In fact, I think Nebraska had just one or two commits at this time last year as far as big-time four-star type guys. We'll talk all about that spring game and a whole lot more. Also, Carter Sipke is going to slide in with the Kearney Therapeutic Horseback Riding Program. Continues to grow and help folks, and they've got, Jimmy, Fool's Night Out is what they call their promotion and fundraiser, and what better place to be than with a couple of fools like us. How you doing?
Real good, Doug. You know, I every time I listen to the Doug and Daddy Show, I hear this about sins, and now it's Good Friday, so I'm letting you right now, you don't swear today on the show.
That would be a minor sin?
No, that'd be a major one. Ooh. Major sin on Good Friday. Don't do it. Okay. No swearing today on the show.
I'll keep it clean. Just don't get me fired up.
I'm not going to try to. I'm not going to try to.
We got fired up yesterday, man, and it was not in the show. We were just some stuff around the studio. I was just fired up.
You were.
Yeah. I might have said some words.
Well, that's okay.
Know, we had a good time here at the station yesterday. So.
You know, I lost my temper one time.
No, I didn't lose my temper.
Oh, you did?
I was just upset.
Okay, good.
You know, you've never been upset.
No, I've never been upset. Just lost my temper.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776 is the way you can reach us. You can also email us anytime to the Dent Popper inbox, Dent Popper, home of the Armor Lining. Getting you ready for the spring and summer months. Stop by and see them on the Bricks in Kearney, and that address for the email, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can always tweet us at ESPN 1460 and 1550. The NBA playoffs get underway tomorrow. We'll fill out our brackets for that on today's show as well. As we say, if it's a bracket, we fill it out. NHL playoffs, the triple overtime game last night, St. Louis beating Chicago. Four games last night, three more going on tonight. A lot of the high school stuff was yesterday, track, golf. I mean, because most of the schools are out today and getting ready for the weekend. We'll get to that in a little bit as well. Jimmy, Nebraska will be playing Fresno State, and there was a lot of talk during this offseason about when the game would be. There was talking about maybe being on a Friday or a Thursday night national television audience. The Mountain West Conference has some ways to do that. They're tied in with CBS Sports Network. And then that didn't happen. Then Fresno State's coach says, hey, I hope we play right in the middle of the afternoon. Apparently Fresno is one of the hottest places in America. And he was saying, yeah, bring him in, 100 degrees, we'll play at 2:30 in the afternoon, advantage us. Well, that's not the case, but it's going to be a long day, September the 13th, waiting for a 9:30 Central Time in the evening kickoff.
Perfect. I got nothing else going on that night, right? What do you got going on that night?
Well, I don't know. That's a long way away. It's September 13th.
Well, usually at 9:30, we're ready for one more game, aren't you?
Well, I'm sure the boss will send us out there, and we'll probably do the show for a couple days.
I can't wait. This will be fun. I've never been to Fresno.
No, I haven't been there either. Yesterday, we were talking Schenectady, or a couple days ago, and now we're talking Fresno.
This is really nice of him to do this, because when I started doing this, I didn't know he was going to send me to Fresno. Yeah. I really appreciate it. Jeff, go get me two flights right now. Get them on right now.
Get on Expedia. How many Husker fans will see the end of that game? I mean, a game takes 3.5 hours. It's going to be 1 in the morning when that gets over Nebraska time, Central time, our time. 1 a.m. I'm interested to see how the establishments, I mean, the game won't be over, yet it'll be last call in those that have 1 o'clock closing times. And I know it's not all about partying and drinking and all that, but I'm just saying.
No, but those are big new. Yes,
yeah, those are the big game days for businesses like that. And they're going to have to be really, in some instances, kicking you out before the game's over.
Did you see the movie Nebraska, Doug?
No.
Okay, you need to see it because
I've heard the song Nebraska.
According to that movie, I think we'll just have a 30 extra minutes and then no one will police it. We'll be fine with it. We'll just go ahead and we'll have as soon as the game's ended, then that's when the last beer got to be sold right there. As soon as the game's over. Yep.
Okay. Maybe they'll pass that.
Maybe so.
Maybe we'll just have to party in one of those towns that stays open till 2.
There you go. I think that one I saw the movie and did.
Lincoln and Omaha, they'll be fine. So there you go with Nebraska football. Nebraska baseball, you can hear all the games on 1230 KHAS, and they're all televised this weekend against Northwestern. Two of them on the Big Ten Network tonight and Sunday afternoon, and then Saturday afternoon's game is on Nebraska Educational Television. And Nebraska will be feeling a different kind of pressure here, Jimmy. They're really pounding the ball this week, but they are on a roll. I can't say they're the hottest team because they and Indiana are both on 6 or 8-game winning streaks right now in the conference, whatever it is. And Northwestern is not good. We talked to Coach Stevens on the show yesterday. He knows they're not good, but now you got pressure on Nebraska to not drop any of these games. This is a series they need to sweep. That is how big of a gap there is between these two programs right now.
I think Northwestern's like 6-24. Is that close? Yeah. So I would imagine they will sweep. I think Nebraska will sweep. But I'm like you, too, in baseball.
Well, the pitching has been so good. I mean, again, here it is, that perfect storm. Nebraska's pitching has been so good the last two weekends that all they should have to do is chuck a few down the middle and don't make errors and these games should be theirs, but it's competition. You know that's not the way it's going to happen, right?
Yeah, and you know what? The win comes up, defensive mistakes, like you say, some errors, and next thing you know, you've given up 3 or 4 runs in one inning. So,
yeah, there you go. Northwestern, they did get the doubleheader sweep in non-conference action this week, so now they're 8-24.
Okay, 8-24.
I think it was against, like, Chicago State or somebody like that, one of those schools that have, like, 10 players on the team. UNK baseball, tough loss last night. Extra innings, 10 innings. They fell 6-5. This is one of those that needed to be a 7-inning game. Pittsburgh State came back and won it 6-5 and 10. So a doubleheader today. Single game tomorrow. Hastings baseball, for some reason, was postponed yesterday. They're going to play it on Monday against Midland, one of the top teams in the conference this year. As far as softball goes, Nebraska is hosting Ohio State this weekend. Hastings is at York today. UNK is off until Tuesday when Shadron State rolls in. More signings in wrestling. Dante Rodriguez officially put his name on the paper this week to go to Iowa State. Congratulations there. UNK Soccer, Caitlin Pulaski of Hastings and Madeline Doty of North Platte have signed up there as well. And I don't remember if we got to this yesterday. I don't think so. The Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association, their annual Hall of Fame banquet is in Grand Island. This year it's on June the 14th. They've already announced the Hall of Fame inductees, the coaches, the contributors, the wrestlers. Now they have the special awards that they hand out, and the Senior Scholar Awards will go to Johnny Porter of Bellevue East in A, Will Shaney, Brett Velasquez, the four-time champions from Blair and Bennington in B, Thomas Conley, the two-time state champ of Kearney Catholic in C, and Benny Oliver of Pender in D. And then the Guy Mitty Award, the Senior Scholar, that includes a variety of community service and grades and all that. Then the Guy Mitty Award is for the outstanding wrestlers. Javon Perkins, Omaha North, wins it in A. Will Shaney, Brett Velasquez, and Colton Adams, all of those four-timers in B. Then Adam Keating of Kearney Catholic, three-time champion in C, and Jacob Seabady of Pender. So all those three- and four-time champions, pretty easy selections, I guess, for the committee this year. They've got the official of the year, the family of the year, the patron of the year, the media of the year, the assistant coach of the year, and then they have the coaches of the year. Once again, it's Mike Shadwinkle of Grand Island in A and Tyler Herman of Amherst in D, Matt Brueggemann, Gretna B, and Tanner Thieme of David City in Class C, and that'll be going on at the Heartland Events Center on June the 14th. So congratulations to all of those that are involved.
Yes, indeed. Excuse me. We had some area people again involved. Amherst, Kearney Catholic, you know. So
GI getting her all done.
Right.
So
that's right.
Congratulations to all of those folks. It's not too late. Maybe all of a sudden the Easter plans changed. Maybe you've got more people coming in than you thought. Maybe you're just a procrastinator. You can still get plenty of great food at Troutman's Quality Meats. It's not too late to get your bone-in or boneless hams from Troutman's. They are made the old-fashioned way, home-cured and hickory-smoked. Unlike the water-added, smoke-flavored grocery store hams, get the real deal. I mean, it's Easter. The family's there. You're there. You want the best. Troutman's has ham loaf for ham balls. They also have steaks and prime ribs, as well as new rubs for brisket and pork butts. Beers and wines to wash it all down. Lenten Friday, the last one here. They've got the fresh frozen seafood available at Troutman's. It's going to be nice enough, if it doesn't rain a little bit on you, to grill all weekend long. So make sure you've got enough for you and your family and friends by stopping by Troutman's Quality Meats, where their quality steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness, and all USDA Choice certified Angus beef. Troutman's, hams, turkeys. Ah, that's Thanksgiving, but you know, maybe you do that for Easter too.
Yeah, I think it's
brats.
I think it's interchangeable. Easter and Thanksgiving, the food you can have, it's interchangeable.
Food's food.
The only thing is very seldom at Thanksgiving do you go out and you hide eggs. You know, it's just something you haven't done much. But other than that, everything else is interchangeable.
Well, Carrie will have a few surprises for you as well. Stop by and say hi to Carrie and get the steaks, the prime ribs, whatever it is you need for any meal, anytime at Troutman's Quality Meats and Grill's best friend. Nate Klaus is going to join us from Husker Online, talk a little Big Red football and recruiting when we come back.
People from all around are talking about how the new Refirm Now is changing their lives forever.
I lost 79 pounds. My energy has increased and I'm even more toned.
I believe this is the perfect product to give you the energy and motivation to lose weight. I actually cut my body fat in half.
Refirm Now is the biggest weight loss breakthrough in years. Helps with stress, more energy, fat burning, your appetite, and the best body toning ingredients.
I have never felt better. Just take the step and get to complete nutrition.
So if you want the strongest fat burner to hit the market since ephedrine, you need Refirm Now. Found only at Complete Nutrition. If you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of SunMart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel,
great day.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Nearly 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines and will strive to find the financial solution that's best for you. To learn more, call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Here in the dense jungle, we see a tiger approaching his prey. Using the plants and bushes to stay hidden, he waits for the perfect moment to strike.
Oh, no! He's coming after me!
Oh! Got you, Dad!
Yeah, you did, buddy.
Let me see you be a rhino this time.
Spring is calling, and it's time to turn that jungle back into a garden. Come into Lowe's for Miracle-Gro flower and vegetable soil for only $2 for $12. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offer valid 417 through 421 U.S. only.
So you work late, golf, played ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just have made happy hour, I got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour. For everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
Sunshine continues across the area through the day today with a high at 72 with south winds gusting up to about 15 to 30. Then with clear to partly cloudy skies tonight, we'll head down to 52 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 55.
ESPN Radio Superstation, swinging into the weekend. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you. Our producer, engineer, Jeff Babel. Do you still go on Easter egg hunts, Jeffrey?
No, but I've got enough cousins that I'll probably help set them out and stuff, help out the Easter bunny.
That's more fun.
Oh, yeah.
I think setting up the Easter egg course is more fun than, you know, I mean, plus you're going to eat some of their candy anyway. I mean, it's just the way it is.
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on, you know, let's be honest about it. If you want a little time in the house with the kids out, I mean, you can really make it really difficult. Hold it. There's 17 red, you know, there's so many of these, and they kind of have a little chart. Just kind of put one someplace where it's almost impossible to find.
How about this trick, Jimmy?
Go ahead.
You can't tell me this hasn't been done. They take the kids out, drive them around, bring them back to the house. We used to go to my aunt's out of town. And, you know, there was always two or three right when you pulled up, you could see them. So they said, okay, you know, there's 50 eggs out there. Go find them. And then they'd only hide 48.
Yeah, exactly.
That's nice. That's not nice. They're in there playing cards, watching TV, and kids are out of their hair, and they're never going to, you know. Had to go steal two from the neighbors, I guess.
You know, I know when I was a small child, I'm talking like 4, maybe 5 years old, my mom would take me to these Easter egg hunts in Gibbon. And it would seem like it was like, I mean, at the time, it was probably like 6 years and under, but it seemed like it was 12 and under because when I was trying to get an egg, you know, I'd be, you know, I'd see all these little packages out there and then they'd start the gun. And by the time I even made a move, they were, every egg was gone. Well, I mean, they were all, I didn't get anything. I mean, you know.
And now there's toys out there, there's gift certificates, you know. God.
I wanted a pony or something, you know what I mean? I mean, you know, so.
Let's do our T&L Husker recruiting update, brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. Go to TLIRR.com or see your local T&L Irrigation dealer today. Nate Klaus joins us from Husker Online. You got any Easter hunting stories for us, Nate?
Well, nothing quite as good as you guys, I don't think. But you know, back in the day, I used to get real fired up when there was like a nickel or and a piece of candy or something in the eggs, you know.
Uh-huh.
But it's kind of funny, you know, you're talking about the parents or grandparents saying that there's 50 eggs out there and only hiding 48. I'm pretty sure that happened to me a few times growing up.
Yeah, that I'll tell you what, the candy's good, but when you see your kid or your niece, nephew, cousin, whatever it is, they pick up that plastic egg and then they shake it and they can hear the coins in there. I mean, that's like the lottery. That's the lottery right there. Nate, let's talk a little Husker recruiting here. I don't know that Nebraska has hit the jackpot, but their lottery ticket is cashing some dividends in. Should we be fired up that this is a top 10 class currently?
Absolutely. I mean, there's every reason in the world to be excited about Nebraska's recruiting class so far. You know, at this point in the year, for the Huskers that have 10 commitments and to be, you know, ranked at right now, Rivals.com, we have them ranked at number 8 in the nation. You know, and that's without, you know, one of the latest commits, Deshaun Neal, even being ranked in the class. So once he gets ranked, he'll probably be, you know, 6th or 7th in the entire country. You know, as a fan, you've got every reason to be excited because you really haven't seen, you know, Bo Pelini recruiting class get out to this kind of start before. You know, all indications are that this kind of momentum is going to continue to roll on through the spring evaluation period, which just started, and the Husker coaches are going to be hitting the road on Monday, you know, and then and on into June, where you've got, you know, Big Red Weekend, and then you've got a full week's worth of high school camps, and then they're going to cap that off with another Big Red Weekend, which has been highly successful for them in the past. So, yeah, it's a great start for them, and most definitely should be excited.
Hey, Nate, you hit this right on the head. I mean, better than any. Just the question I was going to ask was, this is by far Bo Pelini's best year of recruiting at this time, at least, you know, predicted recruiting. Let's be honest about that. But why is that? Was there an assistant coach that stepped up, or is this Bo stepping up? Who stepped up? Who are you giving credit to?
You know, I think it's a combination of things. I think a lot of credit has to go to Ross Ells, the recruiting coordinator. You know, he's been the recreating coordinator now for 3 seasons, I think, and we're starting to see a lot of his ideas and a lot of the things that he's been implementing, you know, into the way that they do their day-to-day recruiting activities really start to pay off. And I think the biggest thing has been the fact that, you know, Nebraska, especially over the last 2 cycles, they've really focused on recruiting, not only finishing out, you know, recruiting those seniors during the month of December and January, you know, leading up to signing day, but they've also dedicated quite a bit of time to recruiting juniors during that time and getting in front of these juniors and really developing relationships with these guys and getting them, you know, on campus, getting them excited about Nebraska. So, because when you look at the 10 commitments that are on Nebraska's list right now, well over half of those guys have been on campus, you know, 2 or 3 times at least already and, you know, before they committed. So, that's that early attention and that, you know, that kind of focus to, you know, on the details of recruiting ahead of time that are really starting to pay off for Nebraska. And then you also have to look at the Big Red Weekends and the way that they've organized, you know, junior days and the spring recruiting events, you know, for the spring game and things like that, too. I think you've got to give Ross Ells a lot of credit there. But it also starts at the top, too. I think you know, Bo Pelini has taken more of a hands-on approach with recruiting lately. I think when he first got here as a head coach, you know, he wasn't really used to recruiting, had never been a head coach before. So I think he kind of put, you know, maybe some of the recruiting efforts in the hands of some of the assistant coaches. And you know, he's working with the new staff and everything in that time. So it took a little while for him to figure out what worked and what didn't work. And I think we're really starting to see that you know, they've found a good formula of success right now.
We're talking with Nate Klaus, HuskerOnline.com, part of the Rivals Network that has Nebraska's class currently 8th with a long, long way to go, obviously. I think most of the guys that had already committed made the spring game. I know the brothers didn't. And it looks like, I mean, they're always going to appear to be getting along, but it seems like Nebraska, and I guess I just don't know enough about other schools because who cares, but I mean, you know, they seem to get along, find that bond, stay in touch with social media the way it is now. They can be Snapchatting or Facebooking or doing whatever they need to. Did you get any kind of a sense on how good this group is already starting to gel before they even step foot into a classroom in Lincoln?
Yeah, you know, and you bring up a good point. It's pretty amazing how close these guys are already. You know, and from talking with guys like Eric Lee and Avery Anderson and, you know, Christian Gaylord, the big offensive tackle out of Kansas, and Kendall Bussey, you know, one of the top running backs in the country, you know, who's committed out of New Orleans. All these guys talk on a daily basis. And you know, Eric Lee told me that they all have they've got like a text message group. So, you know, once a kid commits, to Nebraska. They allow them into this group text message, and they all talk on this group text message, you know, every single day. And, you know, they're talking not only about, you know, what's going on with their lives and everything, but they're talking about other kids out there that they want to start recruiting and want to, you know, try to get committed into this class. And they've really developed a tight-knit relationship, and I think, you know, that's going to pay dividends down the road too.
Nate Spencer Tears almost committed while he was in Lincoln. He does commit, the wide receiver out of Illinois. Nebraska is getting, I mean, Westerkamp getting some guys at that position out of Illinois. Just your take on Spencer, and then is there anybody kind of teetering on the edge that we might hear commit here in the next week or two?
Yeah, you know, Spencer Tears, like you said, he almost pulled the trigger while he was in Lincoln for the spring game. And, you know, he went home and talked it over with his family and everything, and you know, they decided to go ahead and commit. You know, they basically just fell in love with everything Nebraska has to offer. Plus, you know, I think that they feel really good about the type of offense the Huskers are running, too. But, you know, he's an impressive athlete. He's 6'3", 170 pounds, very quick, can operate well, you know, in space. He does a lot of different things for him. You know, he's a deep threat. He can take a, you know, a tunnel screen to the house. He plays a little Wildcat quarterback. He returns kicks and punts, you know, so he really does everything that Nebraska was looking for. Plus, he's got good size. So he's a terrific athlete, too. He's a, you know, he's an all-state basketball player as well. So, you know, he's a tremendous athlete. Now, going forward, you know, it's going to be interesting to see, because we're going to see a lot of new names pop up once the coaches hit the trail and kind of hit the road. And, we're going to see maybe some renewed interest from some targets that they've, you know, been on for the past few months, but we're also going to see some new names pop up. So I think we'll know a lot more as far as maybe that next commitment, you know, here in the next couple weeks.
Nate Klaus with us for just another minute or so here on the Doug and Daddy Show. As far as spring went, Nate, I guess I'll just ask you a direct question here, because we've got some kids in our listening area here that I keep saying, after the spring break, Coach Pelini kept saying, I'm not necessarily looking for the guys who are going to start. I'm looking for depth. I'm looking for guys to fill the 2 and 3 hole, depending on what position it is. All of a sudden, we had a lot of kids' names from our area popping up that have not seen playing time. Jack Gangwish at the defensive end position. Spencer Lindsay possibly at the kicking position. So I want to know, at the defensive end position, where Nebraska is sitting, and is Drew Brown going to be the kicker right when he walks on campus, or is there a chance for somebody like Lindsay or even Bondi if he gets his act together?
Well, you know, I'll start off with Jack English. You know, he's a kid who really impressed me throughout spring practice. You could tell that he really – you know, he really prepared himself going into the spring. He looked terrific. He had a highly productive winter conditioning, and looked the part definitely. And then, you know, he's a guy who gives maximum effort all the time. And you know, Nebraska is definitely thin at that defensive end position. So there's an opening for him to make an impression. And he certainly did that this spring. And, you know, I think that we're going to be seeing Jack as a guy who could come in and, maybe not be the starter, but definitely give them some quality reps as maybe a number two guy, you know, depending on how things shake out this summer and on into the fall camp. But as far as kicker goes, you know, I think it was kind of a little bit disappointing to see the day that Mauro Bondi had, you know, the spring game. You know, Spencer Lindsay is definitely a guy who could, you know, maybe seize that opportunity. But I will say, you know, having kind of followed Drew Brown and his recruitment and his career, you know, you're talking about a kid who obviously has terrific bloodlines and who's been coached very well, given the fact that his brother, you know, kicked in the NFL for so long. But, you know, he's also a kid who's been winning the MVP, you know, the kicker MVP at Nebraska's kicking camp since he was an eighth grader in middle school. So I think we'll probably see him seize that starting kicking role once he comes in for, you know, this summer. But, you know, you never really know. But I would be surprised if he didn't end up getting that spot, you know, heading into the fall.
Anything else that, as we have the analysts on and the kids on this last week, anything else that has stuck out to you? A lot of the guys are hitting on the same things. Is there something that you have seen, and even just on your staff there, that maybe you might disagree with your compadres with Husker football heading into summer?
Not too much. I really feel good about the direction that the team is going. Heading into the spring, obviously, you're talking about, a team who lost a lot of common faces off the squad, guys who had been multi-year starters, and you're kind of wondering, how are these guys going to be replaced and everything. But, like, for instance, along the offensive line, you lost a lot of faces there, and Andrew Rodriguez and Jeremiah Searles, of course, Spencer Long, and guys like that. So, but I feel good about the depth across the offensive line, and really talking the whole team. I think that we're looking at a Nebraska team who has maybe the best overall depth of any Bo Pelini team going back to maybe 2009. So I think that there's definitely reason for some optimism going forward. And I think, as long as they get some quality play out of the quarterback position and maybe, are able to create a little bit more depth, maybe at like a defensive end position with maybe some of the incoming guys, we're looking at a team who could potentially, be playing for that Big Ten championship game, at the end of the year.
Yeah, Jim Lang, and I think that's one thing I was just getting ready to ask you about was, we're so optimistic about everything except the quarterback position. I mean, I think we're still very concerned, and if we aren't, tell me why we should not be a little bit concerned about the quarterback position.
Well, I think there is reason to be concerned just because, we have a small sample size of what we've seen from Tommy Armstrong, and what we have seen of him, some of it's been really good and some of it hasn't been so good. So, from watching him throughout the spring at all the practices and everything, I think one thing is clear is the fact that he has the definite command and respect from his teammates. He's the clear leader of this team. Which is impressive for a sophomore, a guy who's so young as Tommy Armstrong is. But at the same time, he's still making some mistakes. So I think you want to see him kind of take that next step and minimize some of the mistakes going forward into the fall. So, and hopefully, if that happens, I think you really see, this team prosper.
All right, Nate, have fun on the Easter egg hunts this weekend, and keep up the great work. And we appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy the weekend.
Absolutely. You guys do the same.
Thanks so much. Nate Klaus, HuskerOnline.com, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as part of our T&L Husker Recruiting Update, brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems, worldwide headquarters out of Hastings, serving every state in the nation and over 60 countries worldwide. They've been doing it since the 50s, and they do it well. Proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. We're back with more after this.
Hi, it's Colin. Good communication is crucial, of course, for any business, especially when the people you work with aren't in the same office. Happens all the time. Got to stay connected. Got to meet with coworkers, clients. Doesn't matter where they're at. Most times these days, you're not in the same room. That's why millions of small business pros rely on GoToMeeting by Citrix. You should too. A proven solution for meeting and collaborating online. With GoToMeeting, you can share the same screen. You can review documents, presentations in real time. Makes it easier for everybody to stay on the same page. It's got built-in HD video conferencing. You just need a webcam to see each other face-to-face. GoToMeeting allows you to present, demonstrate, and just simply meet from anywhere with any Mac, PC, tablet, or smartphone. We use GoToMeeting for the show. Lifesaver. See why millions choose GoToMeeting. Start hosting today face-to-face online. Try it free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button and use the promo code Colin. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code Colin.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options
and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine continues across the area through the day today with a high at 72 with south winds gusting up to about 15 to 30. Then with clear to partly cloudy skies tonight, we'll head down to 52 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 55.
Hey, Daddy Jones, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation on this Good Friday. Coming up Monday, we will recap the weekend in sports, NBA, NHL playoffs. Dante Rodriguez is going to join us, talk about his commit to Iowa State to wrestle. So that's coming up on Monday. While you're out and about this weekend, swing by the lot at your Midway Auto dealerships, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. As they're rolling along in the month of April, maybe you're fortunate enough to get that tax refund check back in the mail. I mean, heck, I guess even if you file on the 14th or 15th, sometimes bang, you just got it right there. It's time maybe to go invest that in a new or pre-owned vehicle from your Midway Auto dealerships. With everyday low, hassle-free prices, the great sales staff is there for you 6 days a week. They are going to take Easter off this year to spend it with their family, and then they'll be there Saturday. They'll be there today. They'll bang it again on Monday. The Midway Certified Program, when you do take a new or Midway Certified pre-owned vehicle off their lot, includes the year of oil changes, the 6 month, 6,000-mile warranty, the second year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, and free car washes as long as you own the car, which are available every Saturday. You can see their entire inventory and learn about special deals on vehicles that you already have at thinkmidway.com, or stop by and see Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Doug Duda, Jimmy Langan with you on this Friday show, and we welcome Carter Sipke into the Doug and Daddy show. What's going on, man?
Thank you, Doug. Appreciate you letting me come on.
Well, I'm glad you got a Friday off. You know, a hard-working cat like you. One of my favorite Wyoming natives who does a great service, and that's not even the word I want to use there, but with Kearney Therapeutic Horseback Riding Association. And there's two things. They've got the Fool's Night Out fundraiser that's coming up on Saturday the 26th. But obviously, Carter, this is a program that's been ongoing for years. Some people haven't heard about it. Some people thought it went away. Some people know all about it. So let's start there. And for the folks that don't know about the program, just kind of tell them what it is you do.
Well, this is the fourth year for our program, and we use horseback riding and horse contact to work with individuals with mental, physical, and behavioral disorders. Last year, we were served 23 individuals and two groups of boys from YRTC. So whatever the challenge is, we try to develop a program for that individual and use the horseback riding to help overcome and challenge them as much as we possibly can.
And this could be age groups varying from old enough to get on the horse to old enough to fall off the horse,
right,
I guess, for
right.
People like me.
We've worked, and we're going to get you out there one of these days. We work with all ages. I've worked with as young as 1 year old and up into the early 70s. So as long as there is no spinal or joint issue, we can pretty much work with anything. And all riders have to get a medical release because we want to make sure we're safe at all times. And then we try to push the rider to reach, you know, whatever goal they want to set for themselves.
Obviously, you're not a doctor, but you've went through all the training,
yes,
you and your folks that put on the program. What makes this work, I guess?
You know, on the physical aspect, that's easy to explain. The movement of the horse when you're on the horse mimics the exact movement of the pelvis when you're walking. So it helps stimulate spine, neck, core strength. We can do any number of exercises off the horse. The behavioral stuff's a lot more difficult to understand. You know, there's an automatic connection with animals, and the horses have a calming effect, especially with our little autistic guys. It is amazing to watch them just as soon as they're on that horse to watch them calm down. Part of that is because so many muscles are having to work while they're in contact with the horse that it kind of calms down the synapses firing in the brain, and allows them to have a little more focus. So that allows us then to work on, you know, certain behaviors, speech, eye contact, all those things. For some of our clients, we know we're going to get limited improvement, and it's more about a quality of life activity to have something of their own to do, something to take pride in.
Yeah, I think there's kind of a fine line there. Some of it has responsibility issues almost to it for some of these kids.
Yeah, yeah, and that's particularly with the YRTC boys, and I thoroughly enjoy working with them. It is funny to see this big, tough street kid literally shaking on the knees to get on this horse, but by God, they are not going to step back. They're not going to be the one that doesn't get on that horse. And they just fire to it right away. You know, we start them out. I just turn all the horses loose in the arena, hand them a halter and say, okay, show them how to catch the horse and say, okay, go catch your horse, talk about safety. And they just connect with that horse right away. And by God, if they don't get that same horse next week, they're having a problem. But behaviors never, and they're really a fun group to work with. And it is a level of responsibility. You know, if the rider is capable, you know, they have to groom their own horse. They have to saddle their own horse. Obviously, we assist them as much as they need and try to give them that connection and that sense of responsibility with it.
Talking with Carter Sipke here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with their Fool's Night Out fundraiser coming up next week. We'll talk about that. But right now we're just talking about the program. Why did you start it? How did you start it? Where did the origination of this come from?
My teaching career started out in special ed, and I grew up. My cousin Bobby has Down syndrome. So I'd kind of been around, you know, people with challenges my entire life. And I fell in with another program years ago and got my certification, and then when that program closed, I had a lot of parents and kids come at me and the volunteers, what's going to happen? Are we still going to be able to have therapeutic riding? So on a fool's errand, I took out a loan and bought all my stuff and went, and it just took off right away. And the one thing I always make sure I say is the community support for the program has been huge. I mean, we could not do this without the community, and people after people stepped up, helped us out. You know, we have a huge number of volunteers we need every year, and they do a great job. And it's a labor-intensive deal. You know, we can need from per rider, we can need anywhere from 1 to 3 volunteers per rider. So it takes a lot of people to make it run. But like I said, we hit the ground running, and we were almost full the first year, and we're adding, hopefully going to have more staff added this year so we can open up and serve even more.
Where do your volunteers come from? How many volunteers do you have? And if people are interested, how do they contact you?
Yeah, if you're interested, you can just go to KTHRP.com or just go on to Facebook for Kearney Therapeutic Riding. All our contact stuff's on there. If you've just got questions, if you've got interests, you want to volunteer, you want to enroll, just give us a call. I'm more than happy to always answer questions. We'll start active enrollment. We'll start after the fundraiser and also the volunteer drive. I always stress that, you know, just if you've got questions, you know, you don't need horse experience. We'll train you to that level. If you've got a desire to help, we'll find work for you. That's never a problem.
You know, when I see this, you know, I've been in education a lot of years myself, and I just think how thoughtful this is and kind, and it's rewarding for both sides. Have you got one story or two that you'd like to share, that something that happened, you go, boy, was this really exciting? And
yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of students and a lot of people, you know, they live for the week and for their hobbies. You know, whether a lot of people enjoy Nebraska football, so they're waiting for their hobby. Well, what we've got a kid that's going to be, like you say, at YRTC or at home, but he knows on this Saturday or this Friday he gets to spend some time with the horse or whatever. Have you got some stories for us?
You know, I've got a ton. And I think one of the most striking ones that I always share is a young man we started working with and had a lot of coordination issues and strength issues, and came to us, and after his first summer, his mom called me all excited. He had finally developed the balance ability to finally ride a bike. And now a lot of people think, oh, well, what's that? Well, that's a huge step for a kid, you know. And one of the most grateful things is when that parent or that brother or sister comes up and says how much it means to them. So we always remember it's not just the client we're affecting, we're also affecting the family. You know, some of these kids don't have a lot of activities, and some of them just physically are not, you know, especially like our cerebral palsy kids, there's not a lot for them. And what I always say is, for some of these kids, especially our wheelchair-bound ones, this is the first time they're above everybody. You know, their entire life is always about looking up. And this is the very rare time, and that's different. If you think about that you always have to look up at everybody. And it's a challenge, and I always tell my kids how proud I am of them, because they're doing something that, you know, in middle of Nebraska, everybody knows a horse or has been on a horse. But, you know, in our general population, 10% know enough about a horse to get on one. And these kids are doing something that a lot of people don't have want to do it, you know. And it's great to see these kids, you know, a lot of them come out and they see this great big animal and they're nervous. But, man, once they get up there and get that connection, you know, you just see those smiles. To see the parents smiling, you know, to know that this kid has an activity. We did our own horse show this year. We used to take them to the Special Olympics, but we just got so many riders that wanted to go, it just wasn't physically possible. So we worked with the fairgrounds and had it out there this year, and we had, I think, 21 riders that competed. And they each had their own, you know, got to compete, and they have to compete. They're all in their own division, and we treat them just like any other athlete. They get scored. Whoever does best gets first. Whoever doesn't gets a little lower. And that's all right. You know, that's a good lesson to learn. Not everybody gets a trophy all the time. And they still are just thrilled to be there. Had a great we unfortunately did it on the day of a Husker game, so we had a huge crowd in the morning, and by God, I think it was a 12 o'clock game. That place was down to family in about a heartbeat, but that's all right. You know, people came out, they saw it, and we got great coverage from the local press, so it's a great deal, and anybody that wants to be involved, I encourage you to get involved, because I promise you will find it rewarding.
We're talking with Carter Sipke here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Kearney Therapeutic Horseback Riding Program. How many horses do you have, and where do you get them? Because you can't just break a horse and bring him into a program like this.
Right. We currently have got five. Of the five, three were donated, older show horses, one that was just an old kid's horse, and they didn't have any kids anymore. So we have two that we bought. We just purchased one. We got a very generous donation from West Company employees, and that allowed us to buy a horse from down in Texas. We needed a smaller one. And got just a great little horse that we now know we're going to have for, you know, we could have him for another 20 years, probably outlive me. When we get these older horses, you know, if you know horses, one day we're fine and the next day we're not. And, you know, that's kind of a risk when you take too many donated. So we try to operate around the 5 to 6 level so that we can match every need as we go, whether it's an independent rider or a full support rider.
All right, we need some money to fund this program, and your big fundraiser is coming up next Saturday. Give us the details, the times, the place, and then we'll get into the fun part of it.
All right, Fool's Night Out, that's our annual fundraiser. That's our main source of income to keep the program running, because we never want to turn a rider away. So any rider, it is a ability to pay program. So if you can pay, great. If you can't, you aren't going to get turned away for that. We want everybody that wants the opportunity to get the opportunity. So we're out at the Ag Pavilion at the fairgrounds this year, bigger facility we've ever had, so we're hoping to fill it up. Silent auction, some games, a horse race, which our own Doug here will hopefully be there to announce again for us, because he's a big hit at the show. I'm sure he'll pose for pictures and sign autographs afterwards.
What? You wanted to fill the place. Now let's go with the good part.
But hors d'oeuvres, cash bar, casual night. Got a lot of great donations for the silent auction. It's a fun time, and we want it to be fun. And you know, we've had people that they're every year they're ready for it. And when it gets to be January, they're already calling, wanting to know when we're going to do it again. So it starts at 7 o'clock. Silent auction ends at, I think, 11:30, so, and gaming starts around 9, so it's just fun, and if you're there to have fun, you're going to have fun. So
yeah, it's just like a Vegas night type of fun night. A little bit. There'll be some card games. There'll be the horse races as well. Yep. We roll the dice. We pull the horse along. We have fun with that. Some of the silent auction items, there's some really cool crafts that they have. There's some really cool baskets that they have every year. Some are for kids. Some are for adults. Yep. I know you've got some great bigger items. Do you want to share with what a few of those might be?
Well, we got a couple we're still waiting on, but we've got we do a card raffle where you buy a card and we rip it in half, and then we draw the cards out of that. So I know our biggest one is an electronic go-kart that I had to keep my hands off of. So I'm sure that'd be fun for somebody. But a lot of just, you know, we try to have a variety of things, so it's not just big money items. It's any level, so that if you got that money you want to spend it, you're going to find something there.
Do you have to get your tickets ahead of time? Who do they contact? That sort of thing.
If you go to our Facebook page, we have our invite posted on there, and you can, if you call and reserve your tickets ahead of time, they're $10, but you can buy them at the door for $15. So it's never a problem to get in.
It is coming up next Saturday, the 26th, out at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds in the Ag Pavilion. This was something that kind of started among friends, and it's just kind of the fun night. And now it's grown, and there's more friends.
Yeah. And I said the networking's been great. You know, is one friend shows up, and then the next year they bring another friend, and a lot of our families for our riders, they come. And like I said, I can't thank the community enough. They are what made this possible. And I always want to thank somebody, but then I'm afraid I'm going to forget somebody, and that's always difficult.
All right, Carter, anything that we didn't touch on?
I think that's about everything I can think of.
Okay, now we can get into making fun of Carter. Folks, if you need more information, go to the Facebook page, Kearney Therapeutic Horseback Riding Program, all kinds of information there. And the webpage, again, is what?
KTHRP.com. But Facebook and that both have all our contact information.
All right, well, we'll see you next Saturday, and I hope it's another hit.
All right. Thanks, gentlemen. I appreciate the time.
You bet. Carter Sibke with our Kearney Therapeutic Horseback Riding Program. It's pretty awesome. We will take a break, our NBA predictions, and we get you into a weekend on this Good Friday after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Keno. You can call it plain Keno. My point is this. We aren't just your daddy's Keno parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. I mean, it is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Attention homeowners. Quicken Loans has some important information regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past. And nearly 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program. But there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. We'll work with you to understand your specific circumstances and strive to find the financial solution that's best for you. Then, we'll guide you through each step of the mortgage refinance process to make sure it's both simple and easy. If you weren't HARP eligible in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are. Give us a call, and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review. It's simple and easy. To learn more, call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
The reality of today's real estate market is that there are more buyers than listings. Preparation plus the resources afforded by OneRocky.com can put you in the home you want, while delaying could cost you both dollars and the home you want. OneRocky.com, the right website. OneRocky.com, the right smartphone app. Rocky Geyser, the right real estate agent.
This is Rocky Geyser. If you're not on OneRocky.com, you're not on the right website.
If you care, call Rocky Geyser, because he does. OneRocky.com.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100%, and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
Sunshine continues across the area through the day today with a high at 72 with south winds gusting up to about 15 to 30. Then with clear to partly cloudy skies tonight, we'll head down to 52 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 55.
Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, reminding you that tomorrow it's Golf USA's Demo Days out at Meadowlark Hills, where you can test out all the brand name equipment. You can hit the balls with the clubs, the drivers, the three woods, the hybrids, the irons, work on some wedge play, putters. You can talk to the professionals from the company and at Golf USA about what works for you. It is not where you just go buy something off the rack anymore, which you can, but maybe your game is one way, another. They can help you find the right clubs, golf balls, all the equipment that maybe shaves a couple of strokes off your game and puts an extra quarter or dollar in your pocket when you're playing with the boys. It's Golf USA's Demo Days tomorrow at Meadowlark Hills from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. They've got it all. Nike, Ping, Titleist, Callaway, TaylorMade, Cleveland, Adams, Mizuno, Cobra, and so much more. So stop by Golf USA anytime, but make sure tomorrow you see the gang up at the Demo Day at Meadowlark Hills. Well, let's take a look at what else is going on in the world of sports. Then we'll make our NBA playoff picks. And I don't know. I just don't see a whole lot of upsets happening. But first off, Storm affiliate player Jake Willeen is going to play at St. Cloud State. He played in the Storm's final 10 games last season, expected to be with them full-time this season. But there's another Storm player making their commitment. What else haven't we necessarily touched on today? We talked about the baseball. We talked about the softball. Loper football wraps up their spring this weekend. We talked with Coach Morris on a Wednesday's program. The conference baseball final is today at Ryder Park. Wind's going to be howling, so let's see if the pitchers can keep the ball in the ballpark or if the batters are going to have the advantage today. It's Grand Island and Lincoln North Star, the top two teams in the league, scheduled to start at 1 o'clock. They do have the consolation game going on at this hour. A ton of soccer yesterday. As we said, the boys were all rated in Grand Island, Kearney, Hastings, Lexington. So Grand Island beats Kearney 3-2, and it was Lexington beating Hastings 2-1. Elsewhere in the girls, Kearney beat Grand Island 9-1, and Lexington beat Hastings 5-0. Central Conference Tournament, the semifinals and finals will be on Monday in Holdridge. It'll be Holdridge and York on the girls' side. Holdridge and Grand Island Northwest face off on the boys' side. Kearney boys win the Hastings Golf invite yesterday over at Locklear with a 3-12, three shots better than Norfolk. Grand Island was third. Hastings was seventh. Austin Murray of Kearney fires a 75. He's the medalist by one over his teammate Ryan Clark, who shot 76 yesterday. Nick Nabauer of Grand Island was their low man. He finished in seventh place yesterday. St. Cecilia was fourth at the York invite in track. Kearney boys, Tyler Gillen, he's headed to Wichita State. Four golds again yesterday at the Omaha Central meet, Dick Jones invite. Kearney boys win it. Kearney girls runner-up to Millard West. And the Omaha West Side tennis team wins the Kearney doubles invite by 2 points over Kearney. Grand Island finished in fifth. Our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Which top seed in the East has the best chance of being upset? 62% are taking the national trend, with Toronto losing to Brooklyn. 15% took Chicago and Indiana, and only one vote slid in there that Charlotte could knock off Miami. Now that would be one of the biggest upsets in the history of ever. So now, Jeffrey and his infinite wisdom, we did the East yesterday. We'll do the West today. Which top seed has the best chance of being upset? San Antonio, Oklahoma City, the Clippers, or Houston? And as I look at Jimmy's sheet, you got any input? Who's the best chance to get upset in the first round over there on the West?
Oh, I don't have any upsets at all. I look at this and I don't have one upset. I guess the home court advantage all the way through, except on the other side I took Brooklyn over Toronto, but everything else I have is chalk.
I think everybody's talking Golden State. I think Portland's got a real good shot to beat Houston. You can vote anytime at ESPNSuperstation.com. All right, let's take a look at it. I'm with you. I did not pick seed-wise one single upset in the first round. I've got the top four seeds in the East and the top four seeds in the West going. That's probably impossible. Somebody is going to sneak in there. I really think Toronto's going to take care of Brooklyn after all this. I almost took Portland to beat Houston, but I didn't. My first real upset is I've got the Chicago Bulls eliminating the Indiana Pacers in the Eastern Conference semifinals and Miami beating Toronto. So I got Miami and Chicago coming out of the East. How about you, Jimmy?
Well, I've got Indiana and Miami in the East Finals, and I got San Antonio and the Clippers in the other final. That's what I have. And then, when I get right down to it, Doug, I don't have Miami in the finals, which is going to surprise a lot of people. I have them getting beat by Indiana, the number one seed in San Antonio. San Antonio about won it last year, and I have Indiana beating Miami. I just don't think Miami's as hungry as they were last year.
Well, I just think Indiana's kind of falling apart here.
They have.
I think they're going to get maybe out-coached by Thibodeau there of Chicago.
Very possible.
I think Houston could beat San Antonio. Man, they just seem – can they consistently be that good? But I've got San Antonio and Oklahoma City in the West, and I have got probably the two best players in the NBA facing off in the NBA Finals, Miami and Oklahoma City. Durant taking on LeBron. Durant will be the MVP, and LeBron's going to win another ring. And then – I think next year might be rest time. Maybe they don't win it all next year, but I am going to stay with the champs. Picked them at the beginning. I'm picking them again. I'll take the Heat to beat Oklahoma City in the finals. You've got San Antonio to beat Indiana, so a little difference there.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I was really close on the Chicago-Indiana, you know, really didn't know for sure who was going to win that. So if Chicago would beat Indiana, it wouldn't surprise me, but I would like the winner of the Indiana-Chicago game over Miami.
Well, I wrote this down yesterday, and thanks, Jeff, for reminding me of this. This is kind of a solemn day for Nebraska and Nebraska football fans, because it was this day 18 years ago where the Brooke Boehringer plane went down. He and his fiance's brother lost their lives in that, which just was a couple of days before the NFL draft. And if you've been in Nebraska any amount of time that had to do with that, the Nebraska song written by Sawyer Brown and the relationship there. Of course, afterwards, his mother made a tour around the state. They've had the book out, posters. She was a fine, fine lady, a great family. But this is the anniversary of Brooke Boehringer's passing, and who knows how things would have panned out for him, because everybody said they expected him, even though he was basically the career backup to Tommy Frazier and had his great moments, obviously, he was going to go in the NFL draft.
Yeah, Goodland, Kansas. From Goodland, Kansas, right, which is, if anybody doesn't know exactly, it's kind of like in the western part of the state of Nebraska. It's kind of the western part of Kansas. But good family, good kid. I mean, everybody had great things to say about him. And, boy, he played really well for Nebraska. Like you say, Tommy Frazier, I think, got second in the Heisman voting. But Brooke Boehringer, what a great quarterback, too. And you look at the quarterbacks Nebraska's had lately. Boy, I mean, we've had some really good backups over a long period of time. And just happened to have two really good ones at the same time.
He is absolutely what Nebraska football was all about. I mean, he did everything right and was a good person and then was a good football player.
That's correct.
That's going to wrap up our Good Friday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I want to thank Carter Sipke for coming in. And, folks, if you get a chance, we hope that you can be part of the Kearney Therapeutic Horseback Riding Program. It does a lot of good for a lot of folks and not just all youngsters. And, again, if they can continue to grow it, they can continue to help more people. That's coming up next Saturday, April the 26th, out at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. You can check out all the info on their Facebook page. Also want to thank Nate Klaus of HuskerOnline.com for talking Husker football, which everybody likes to do as well. Coming up Monday, Jimmy will be back in studio. We'll see how the NBA and NHL playoffs are looking. We'll also be talking to Dante Rodriguez, Kearney High and Grand Island wrestler. Finished his career at Kearney High, 3-time state champion, 4-time finalist. He's headed to Iowa State. We'll talk about that decision and a whole lot more. Jimmy, have a good Friday. Have a happy Easter. I'll see you Monday.
Yep, see you Monday, Doug.
Folks, enjoy your Easter weekend, and we'll see you Monday right back here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.